Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. So today we have an extra special show, three ladies. Again, we have girl power in the room, but we have three ladies that are going to help all of you business people out there with some nutrition and health information, some stress therapy information, and also some information on organizing, something that I think everyone likely needs. So we have Leave Harrison, who is a health and nutrition expert and consultant, Miss Sherry Flake, the Atlanta stress therapist, and Tyra Johnson, a professional organizer and consultant. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. It's so pretty outside. I wish we could have recorded from outside.
It is lovely, finally.
Finally. Let me not say anything because I don't want it to snow tomorrow because we know how the weather's been. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with Leave.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you, Denise?
I'm great. So I like this title that you have, but I need to know more about it. What is a health and nutrition expert?
Right. I'm a certified health coach, and I am more or less an accountability partner for people to understand nutrition better and to possibly make lifestyle changes and turn their lives around, become healthier, happier, and actually live in balance. And it all starts with the mind and the body and the soul. Everything is connected. Mm-hmm. It's between primary foods and secondary foods. And as a health coach, I talk to people. I give ideas. We try different things. Mm-hmm. Different things work for different people.
Right. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got started in this industry, about your passions, all that.
Okay. I'm originally from Berlin, Germany. And one of my big passions is to be healthy, to be active, and to eat right, fitness and nutrition. And I know that there's a big need of it everywhere in the world, probably, mm-hmm. at this point. And so about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I found a program. It's an institute in New York, and I was able to do a program online to become a certified health coach. Mm-hmm. The program was a year long, and they teach you the nutrition side, and then they also give you the business tools to kind of like build your own practice.
Oh, nice.
And after that, I just, said, I want to give this a shot. And you can do individual coaching. You can do group coaching and also corporate coaching.
Mm-hmm. So what's your specialty? What do you mostly deal with?
I really like the corporate side of it and mm-hmm. the group coaching. I think because you reach a bigger audience, so it's kind of like a ripple effect. I just think it's great to educate and pass on mm-hmm. knowledge and enjoy that.
So how does that work? You go out to companies and give them information about health and nutrition. How does all that work?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a session program. It's like 12 sessions they build like on top of each other. Mm-hmm. It's we have material, we talk about things, we give handouts, we have homework, and we do different, we try different foods at home, mm-hmm. we cook, we experience, we talk, and we definitely explore what's maybe not in balance in your life right now, and why maybe if you're unhappy about something in your life, why are you eating the crap you're eating?
Mm-hmm. So it sounds pretty interactive. It doesn't sound boring at all.
No, it's not boring at all. No, and actually the interaction comes from the people, from the audience, mm-hmm. and they really make it what they want to make it. Mm-hmm. If they share and if they start opening up, it becomes very interactive and a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So what about to our listeners, what are some tips for people that are super busy in business, mm-hmm. running a business, mm-hmm. Trying to manage kids, trying to manage the personal life, trying to do all of this stuff? What should we be eating?
Great question.
Or what should we not be eating is probably a
right.
question.
So I don't know, probably a lot of people heard a little bit about, you know, prepping food. A lot of people who are heavy into fitness, they do this on Sundays and they kind of pre-prep their meals for the whole week.
That sounds so, like such a labor.
Laborious.
Yeah, I don't really do it either. But what we're really...
I love your transparency.
Right, I don't. It's a lot of work on Sunday, right? And yes, you work all day on Sunday, you can't enjoy it. But so I the way I sort of prep is the way I shop is that I make sure I have enough fresh food so I can cook a meal which maybe lasts me at least 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I don't cook every day. I maybe just cook every other day. And then for me, since I'm always on the go, I make sure I have the right snacks in the car so I don't have to stop at fast food restaurants.
So no Rice Krispie treats in the car? Nothing like that?
No, but rice cakes with almond butter. I eat that.
Man.
Yes.
I mean, it has rice in it, you know? I mean, what's the difference?
My man loves those things. He's all over
the
those
rice cakes?
Things.
Yeah. Yes.
Rice is, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
What does he put on his?
He puts almond butter on
almond
him.
Almond butter?
You guys would be fast friends. He also speaks German.
I love it.
Wow. Look at that. Now, Liv, I know you do some other things besides your coaching. I know you introduced me to the Launch Up.
Launch pad.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. I'm having a brain fart right now.
That's okay.
But you introduced me with the
Launch
Pad, which is a nonprofit organization. Tell the listeners about that and what you do with Launch Pad.
Yes. So the Launch Pad is a nonprofit where we actually help people who have faced different challenges like homelessness, for example. And we give them free housing for a year, and they go through a mentorship and coaching program. They have to be committed to that. They have actually access to 7 different coaches every Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We coach them. And I do the health and wellness coaching, but they also have you now as the business coach. We have a relationship coach. We have a spiritual coach, a motivational coach, a giving coach, an activity coach, and a spiritual coach. And, so, and then after the 1 year, we want to make sure that they are able to migrate back into society and be able to sustain on their own, and that they learn how to budget, that they learn how to save money, that they learn to, you know, to give the kids healthy food. So everybody is in balance with that. And, you know, if somebody wants to be an entrepreneur, you know, you will teach them how to become entrepreneurs and stuff like that. So it's all about giving back. It's a giving club here in Atlanta, and it's fairly new. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to create some health and community events to create awareness for the nonprofit and also to create health awareness for the community. So my first endeavor is a 5K. And whoop whoop, yeah, a big event. And it's actually coming up this Saturday. It's Easter weekend, April 4th. Mm-hmm. It's at El Bishop Park in Marietta. And the race itself is at 8 o'clock. And I'm just excited. I hired great people to help me to organize it. And I'm just excited, and I just want to give back to the Launch Pad. The proceeds will go back to the nonprofit.
Now, it's more than just a 5K. Isn't it an activity that families can bring their kids out? There are different activities for them as well, right?
Correct, yes. It's a family event because we're also going to have an egg hunt at the end for the children so they can find prizes and candy, and which is okay every now and then.
I was going to say, I wish the listeners could see the eye roll
it's
that
fine.
You gave. When you said candy.
Yeah, I eat every now and then some candy. It's okay. If you eat it every day, it becomes a problem. But every now and then, it's fine. It's a family-friendly event, definitely for kids. And we have the egg hunt at the end, and we just want to have a lot of fun. Yes, mm-hmm. We're going to have vendors there. I actually was able to secure some great sponsors. We're going to have GNC there. We're going to have Zaxby's there. A friend of mine, she's going to bring pastry treats. We're going to have Go Energy Drink, 2T Water, and I think it's On Lee Beverages.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about 5K and, I guess, becoming active. I'm sure you suggest that for people that are working hard, right?
Yes. I like running. It helps me to sort of mentally de-stress. it because it's almost like a form of meditation. You know, you spend time by yourself, you don't talk, you are not on your phone, you're not distracted. You spend, and really 5K is 3.1 miles, you know, on average, if you run 10 minutes a mile, it takes you 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So about 30 minutes a day to maybe de-stress and really mentally to reconnect with yourself, to prioritize what's really going on in your life and where you have to put yourself first, I think is so important. And I think that's where society is lacking off right now, because it's just everybody's so caught up in the hustle and the bustle. Yeah. And, you know, on the phone in the morning and at night and answering questions and working and this and this and that. So we put ourselves last. But a big part of being healthy is you have to start putting yourself first, and it's about self-care. Mm-hmm. You have to find balance.
Right.
So that's why I'm just so passionate about this. And a lot of people like running. It's not for everybody, but you don't have to run. You can walk, you can skip, you can crawl, whatever you like to do.
I think I'm going to try skipping.
That's a good exercise. Yeah.
So if the listeners want to know more about you and all of the great information and tips you provide about your group sessions, corporate sessions, about the 5K, about everything you told them about, where can they find out more information about you?
Okay, I do have a website. So my business name is Live. It's L-I-V with Bliss. So the website is livewithbliss.com. Mm-hmm. They can follow me on Instagram, which is at Live with Bliss. To find out more 5K or if to register, if you want to be a runner, go on active.com. The 5K is called Legs and Eggs 5K. Very catchy name. My PR lady came up with that. Yeah. And we also have a GoFundMe page. If somebody just maybe would like to make a donation, they can go on GoFundMe.com/LegsEggs5K.
Mm-hmm. And what about volunteers? Are you good with volunteers?
I am still in need of volunteers. So it's great for maybe high school students, college students who are not traveling for spring break. get a couple community hours in. I sign a paper for you. And volunteering starts at 6 a.m. sharp in the morning till 11 o'clock. I do have an online sign-up sheet for that. So they can email me at live@livewithbliss.com.
Awesome. So our listeners' tips. So should they package on Sunday or no?
What do you mean?
The package, their weekly lunch. Do it,
yeah,
do it or not
so
do it.
I would definitely what I would do on Sundays is I would pack up snacks for during the week because that's easy. But you know, I have a bag in the car every day and I restock every night. I have fresh food in a bowl with me on my passenger seat every day. I have, you know, almonds, cashew nuts, rice cakes. You know, things, sometimes I even carry a protein shake, maybe just a powder, and I'll dump water in it and drink that. You know, it keeps you going for at least a good 2 hours till you maybe go eat lunch. And then on Sunday nights, you know, I cook for at least 2-3 days and then that gets me over. And then I have a midweek cooking session and, you know, prepare for the next 2 days.
Now I have a question. How does your son, I know you have a son.
Yes.
How does he feel about this fruit in the passenger seat of the car?
So he's very supportive of mommy doing, you know, healthy things. He eats all my cooking. We do have a little bit of a hold up on the fruit though. So it's a little bit of a struggle. And, you know, with him, I do pick my battles. He used to eat chicken nuggets and fries. That was it. So for him to be eating fish and asparagus is a big highlight in my life. So I take it. So we're working on the fruit. And I think as older as he becomes and understands his body and his activities, being athletic, doing sports, he will understand that eating a banana every now and then will be a necessity.
Exactly.
It's coming.
Exactly.
It's great. Coming.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Are you going to hang around and listen to what Sherry has to say stress management?
Of course. I think Sherry and I could be maybe great partners at some point.
I see some great connections. And then you have the German connection
Yes, we definitely have to get this German thing going.
Yeah, just bring over some rice cakes to her house. It would be a great
We have a German rice cake session.
So Sherry, Miss Atlanta Stress Therapist.
That's me.
Yes. So last time we met, you were also doing stress management, but working mostly with moms.
Right? I was marketing to moms. I missed my non-moms, mm-hmm. teenagers, and men. Mm-hmm. So I went back to the way that I was before. I'm back to Atlanta Stress Therapist. It was fun to work with moms. It did, perk up a couple cool workshop ideas. And a lot of my clients are still moms. I'm just mm-hmm. sort of making myself available so I can be everyone's stress therapist.
I like it. So, Sherry,
I don't discriminate. Anyone can be stressed with me.
Everyone is the stress therapy is available to everyone.
Yes.
Right? You don't discriminate.
Right.
So tell the listeners, I know you, but tell the listeners a little bit about Sherry Flake.
Well, let's see. I am a social worker by trade, and social workers are change agents, and I take that title really seriously. What I found out when I was in social work school is that social workers are very sweet people, and we all want you to change. But largely, a lot of us don't really understand how motivation and our brains work. Mm-hmm. I mean, your brains are actually wired up to sabotage change, and that's why, in January, I'm very busy. Mm-hmm. Because I think we can all say here on April 1st that nothing magical happened on January 1st. So
it felt a lot like April 1st.
Yeah. Really. Although I have various pranks in the works right now all day. I'm not lying. I do. Nice. But so what I learned was I kind of got obsessed with, I get that, Dr. Oz and Oprah are kind of my nemesis. They're constantly telling us what to do. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And we all know that if we go to a birthday party that it was probably a good idea to eat the carrots instead of the cake. So why are we still eating the birthday cake? I got into when we want to change and we know what's good for us, then why don't we do it? And furthermore, how can I teach my clients how to do it? So my practice is based on how to do things. Mm-hmm. I do think it's important. I'm a therapist. I'm an LCSW. People come into my office when they say they're therapists, they're talking about me. Mm-hmm. I'm just a different kind of therapist. I'm very like what's happening right now. I think it's important why we can't get your ball over the net. But I'd like to teach you today how maybe you could try to get it over the net. And I'm in the happiness business. I want to teach people how to be happy. So my philosophy is, we're all kind of born with this little perfect part, and inside of it is what separates you from everyone else. And, Leave has running in there, and I do not. And my husband does. He's a runner, and I have a lot of YouTube videos on how to make running a habit, because that's a big one. That's in a lot of people's perfect little part. But if you listen to what's in there and you can get it into your life with regularity, you're happy. And if you don't, you're not. And so I teach people how to make whatever it is in there, whatever they want to do, however they want to grow and change. I teach them how to make it a habit so they don't stress about it anymore. Runners just run. They don't wonder when they're going to run or how they're going to make time. I mean, we don't get in the shower and have, ambitious plans like, I'll wash my face. Like we just come out and we're clean, So I teach people how to make healthy habits habitual. So they don't have to think about them or stress about them anymore. Stress isn't real. It comes from our thoughts. You can't, if I asked you to bring me a bucket of stress, you could not. You know what I mean? We create it with our thoughts. And a lot of these thoughts are centered around what we should be doing or what we ought to be doing or what we wish we were doing. And so I teach people how to take that away. It's an unconventional look at stress reduction. I do think that relaxation exercises are important. And I am a certified hypnotherapist and I use it in my practice because it works. But I also think that there is a way to figure out what makes you, you. And a lot of my clients want to do things I want to be a butcher. I want to row. I mean, all various things. I want to stand in my head for 20 minutes if you're a yogi.
Is that real?
Yeah. And
yoga. I'm sorry.
I can teach you whatever it is, however you want to grow. Because if you lead this cushy, perfect life, it's quite boring. And the way that we grow and become who we are is by overcoming challenges. And so it's good to be able to pick those rather than have them come to you. And when your life is perfect and wonderful, sometimes, you'll create those. And so it's better to have a handle on those and know what your challenges will be and overcome them.
So how did you get involved in stress therapy? What led to you becoming Atlanta stress therapist?
Well, let's see. I worked for a long time. I worked with the chronically mentally ill. I have a big heart for them, with people with schizophrenia. I absolutely love them. There's something beautiful about wanting to be normal rather than wanting to be extraordinary. So I have always had a soft spot for them. And then when I opened my practice, I was just kind of hungry. I was like, oh, I just want to help people. Just want to help them, you know. And then I was like, wow, I really can't, though. I don't really know anything except these two or three things. And then when I realized how motivation actually works and that there are some super simple motivation techniques that you can use that are very counterintuitive as to how we try to change now, I started to get really into that and realized that you could get somebody to be happy right away. You know, people that are going through a change, and I'm sure that Liv can speak to this, they're excited. They're pumped. They're about the journey. You know, and all the little, you know, jokes on Facebook and all the fancy writings on beautiful pictures and sayings about it's the journey and it starts with one step and stuff. I mean, the reason that's there is because it's really true. It's actually fun to change. And we have this elusive future that's perfect. And we're a Google society. We want everything right now. And that's a crying shame because it's fun to go through the process. Right. And once I learned that and how so much less stressed you feel when you don't have procrastination or excuses anymore. And then I started, you know, people told me what they wanted. They wanted procrastination workshops. I just did one the other day. I do a workshop on how to meditate, how to make it a habit. I also have one using technology to create inner peace. We're all walking around with a personal assistant we're not using. And so I teach people how to do that. I do that a lot with lawyers. And because they have a lot going on, and I know how their brains kind of work. I attract lawyers into my life, and so my man's
one that
lawyer.
Likes rice cakes, right?
Yep, he likes rice cakes. And his mom's lawyer. There's a lot of lawyers in my life, and so I like the way that their brains kind of work, and so I have some technology ways to teach them how to be just stop thinking about everything that we have to do. I mean, it's stressful to have the 60,000 thoughts a day that they say that we have, and if we're doing that, we're probably having 58,000 of the same ones we had the day before and the day before. I mean, I'm just teaching people how to have some creative thought. If you're not thinking about getting clean in the shower, maybe you'll have a creative thought or an idea. Or if you can find some time to get quiet. And believe me, if this one can get quiet, anybody can get quiet. So I teach people how to have, you know, to take this time, especially when you're a mom. I mean, I try to sell it like this. I'm like, hey, you get to do nothing. You don't have to do anything. Yes. And so it's like a present to yourself. And there really is nothing. I think Mark Twain said all of our problems stem from the fact that we can't sit in a room quietly for 15 minutes doing nothing. And we are not human doings, right? We're human beings.
That's funny. I was at a panel discussion a few weeks ago, and I said the same thing. It was something about, you know, self-care, sitting down, and I said, you need to ask yourself, why can't you sit down by yourself? Because normally people run away from something. You don't want to spend time with your thoughts, what's really going on, what you're going to learn about yourself, so you'd rather take the way out and be like, oh, I need to occupy myself and stay busy.
Yeah,
so
well,
I think a lot starts with yourself.
Totally, and that's a profound difference too. I think a lot of people think when they meditate, and I hate to use the M word because people freak out, but you can you know that it's not an effort to stop thinking. Your brain was created to think. But there is you, there's your brain, you know, that gray matter that sits there. And if you can learn about how it works and how it's motivated and what's going down over there, you can actually be the observer of that. And that is you. That's Lanice with a capital L, what makes you you and different and unique and beautiful and a wonderful and holy and divine creature that's different than everybody else but connected. And then you can become, you know, I kind of think that life is a journey to become who you are. So I try to teach people how to do that. It's really fun.
So, well, what's a tip for people that just can't stop? I mean, I know you said if you can be quiet, if you can be still, then anybody could. But how?
I would come to a class. I think, you know, there are cool places all around town. I have a workshop. I think it's coming up maybe on the 14th. And it's a how-to meditation workshop. You can get on my website. But there are walking meditations, you know, in Atlanta, we're lucky. We have a lot of different venues. You could even try chanting or kirtan music. You could try, I mean, meditation comes in a lot of different forms. And I think a lot of my friends that are runners say that's a type of meditation for them. Wow. But I think maybe getting a lesson in it, because if you simply cannot do it, and bring a friend, because an accountability, and plus you get $5 off my workshop if you bring a friend. Mm-hmm. But if you bring a friend, you know, you're more likely to go to the Pilates, you know, class if someone's in a little leotard at your door. You know what I'm saying?
Knocking on the door waiting for you to come out.
I mean, right? This is why Liv is busy, right? She said she got on. The first thing she said was, I'm an accountability partner. I mean, that's invaluable. You know, people, especially, I am not from the South, as you may surmise. I am from the North. Mm-hmm. I am from Detroit or Chicago, depending on whether or not we're ordering pizza. But, and what I found here is that what I call Southern hospitality syndrome, people are much more concerned about what's going on with everyone else and not letting someone else down than they are themselves. Mm-hmm. But our brains don't see the difference between a commitment that you broke with someone else or commitment that you broke to yourself. Mm. So it will just start calling you the names that you might call someone who left you with eggs and bacon when they said they would come and have breakfast with you. So you have to be very... I think just the couple lessons in learning about how your brain works and how motivation actually works. Mm-hmm. If you're going to try to meditate and you'd like to stop, you know, the first, I call them the mother of motivation. There's only three, the mothers of motivation. But the first one is, you know, motivation comes after action, not before. And I do have tattoos that say this because my children were putting very useless tattoos on me of like Dora the Explorer and green eggs and ham. And I was like, you know, I need a motivational message. So you're going to tattoo it on me. Anyway, I have one that says motivation comes after action. It does not come before. I mean, if you're confusing it with motivation, then that's probably inspiration. Inspiration is great and lovely and wonderful. And you can get it from a Rocky movie and you can get it from a budding flower. But unless you buy a gray sweatsuit or you run up and down the stairs in Philadelphia, it's going to fizzle out. So you need to have some force of action. And the bad news is you got to force yourself to do a little something. But the good news is that it's just a little something. Mm-hmm. And so that would be the first thing, is to look around and see where you could get a meditation class. It's really nice, and it's my favorite workshop because there's so much cool energy in there, and it's just amazing and wonderful. And I must tell you, I am the stress therapist. My office is a lovely oasis of stresslessness. It's wonderful. So come and visit anytime.
Now you I want to be your client.
I'm sold. Like, can I come tomorrow?
Me too. So I'm coming to this workshop.
It's my favorite place, my office. Oh. Let me tell you something, too. I'm a mom. You can't even see a pencil. Like, I have a white couch, y'all. It's
so crayons.
Lovely.
No crayons.
It's so lovely. Wow. But I have this rug that I roll out when my daughter has to be there. And I'm like, you stay on rug. This rug.
Don't move.
One circle. That's it.
That is funny. So what other types of services do you offer in your office?
I do individual therapy and coaching. A lot of people call me coach, but like I said, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. It's a lot more boring than a coach. But because of my philosophy, I think a lot of people see me that way. So I do individual one-on-one. A lot of people like to bring in their spouses. I won't do that. I don't know how to do marriage counseling. Mm-hmm. I'm very good at doing a couple of things. So I don't see them. I do see a lot of teenagers because they're going through changes and they're such interesting creatures. I love them. They're very sleepy creatures too. They're growing their prefrontal cortex, which makes them very interesting. I see a lot of teenagers, and I see a lot of people that know they may know what they want. They usually do. And they just don't know how to get it into their life with regularity. And they're looking just to be a little bit happier. Mm-hmm. And so I do individual sessions that way. I also do a lot of workshops. I do a lot of talks. I'm your lunch and learn motivational lady. I'm coming in the law firm or the accounting firm and doing those. I love those. Mm-hmm. It is more fun because you do reach more people. Mm-hmm. And it feels so much more satisfying, especially since my tips are so simple. I'm like, you guys aren't going to believe this, but just try this.
Right.
You know? So that's fun. And then I do, you know, individual work.
Mm-hmm. So to our business owners and businessmen and women that are listening, what is one essential tip that you would like to leave them with?
Wow. One essential
tip? One bomb. Just drop one bomb on them.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You got to kind of, your brain doesn't know the difference between doing something or thinking about doing something. So if I went into a long, elaborate explanation about eating a lemon, your mouth would water. You could trick your brain into a lot of cool things. So when you're trying to do a new behavior, say running or being on a treadmill, for those of us that can't get out of the house, I highly recommend this doing something else. Okay, now some people will read, they'll look at the TV. I think you need to really be engaged in order to get through that interim period where that behavior is not yet a habit. Before you can make it a meditative moment where you're sitting and doing nothing, you need to trick your brain into allowing you to do it, because it's going to be like Shape Magazine said, we only have to do this for 10 minutes, so turn around and stop, you know. So what you could do is, I'm totally digging this thing right now. This is actually a tip that has to do with a purchase, but it's called a surf shelf, and you put it on your treadmill. And you can actually work and send emails. I also have a voice. I have Dragon voice recognition. Mm-hmm. And so I dictate all my emails while I'm on the treadmill. And it's great fun. And you're like, holy smokes, it's been an hour and a half and I've been on the treadmill the whole time. I mean, it's really cool. And then your brain is like kind of dying to get back up there because you actually had a productive moment. Mm-hmm. So you've tricked your brain into thinking it needs to be there. And so I have a lot of cool ways of tricking your brain. But right now, that one, I'm really into that
one
right
now.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. I mean, you put it up there and you're working. You're like, I might as well be. Because, you know, sitting is the new smoking. Mm-hmm. So how can we get up and do something?
And you don't realize how much time you just spent on a treadmill and how many calories you just burned.
Yeah, I mean, it's great fun. I'm a huge fan.
It sounds
fun. It is. Mm-hmm, it's so awesome. Fun. And it like attaches to it, you know? And then you're like, oh, pardon me, I know I'm out of breath on the phone, but I'm on the elliptical, y'all. I'm killing it.
That's hilarious. So if our listeners want to learn more about you and the great services that you offer, where can they find out more?
Well, I have a free 20-minute face-to-face meeting. You can come to my office and we can plan that so we can see if we're a good match and if I can help you. I only like to see people I can help, so that's why I have that. And my website is thestresstherapist.com or thestresstherapist.com, mm-hmm. depending. And all my workshops are up there, and all my services are up there, and I do. I have individual services, and I also do hypnotherapy services as
awesome.
Well.
Awesome.
I love your website, by the way. I went out and visited.
Thank you.
The pictures with your children are so adorable.
Oh, it's me. Like, they're all freaking out and running around like nuts, and I'm like, I'm so distressed. I don't care.
Call me. Let me teach you how to be this way.
And my house is a mess. It's very, I don't know. It's wide open.
It's a fun website.
Just letting you in my life a little.
Mm-hmm. But people appreciate that transparency. It's good to know that you can help people, but you can also say, hey, I've been there.
Oh,
I know what
I totally
it's like.
Get it. I had an illness. I mean, I do think that all illnesses are stress related. I mean, they call it dis-ease, right? But I had an illness that was, they were like, you have to, you know, stop stressing out. And I was like, I'm a therapist and I'm stressed out. And so I just kind of became, you know, kind of into that idea. You know, a lot of times when we think we have a million choices and we're overwhelmed and we're miserable, really you just look at yourself and you can just say, you know, I can think about this and get upset, and then I can just not think about this and get upset. And a lot of times, I mean, it sounds super simple, and it is, and it's not always that easy, but if you practice it, it starts to be like, you know what, I'm not going to think about this. This makes me feel miserable.
Trick your brain. Angry.
Yeah, you can trick it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's why I love when you come on. You give me great information each time, so I probably need to just schedule
a session.
You didn't
tell me about the one tip. I would have had a one tip ready. I didn't even know. I just got into the surf shelf lately. I was like, this thing is sweet.
Well, that lets people know how much of an expert you are. If you can just pull something out of your pocket like that.
Oh, well, one thing I could say about procrastination, which I think this helps a lot, is since your brain doesn't know the difference between doing something or thinking about doing something, do not think about what you need to be doing, because your brain thinks you've been working on it for however long you've been putting it off and getting nowhere. Mm. And that's why it seems so big and horrible. And that's why when you finally do it, you're like, that wasn't that hard. Right. But if you just stop thinking about it, because your brain's like, I've been thinking about that. I'm working on that. And I'm getting nowhere, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so you can actually just be like, yeah, you're like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to think about it until I actually do it. That's a huge message for you that will give you a lot less stress. Constantly thinking about something you're not doing is going to make you miserable.
Mm. Totally agree.
Yeah. And I think there's a big difference, too, between telling yourself I need to do this or I want to do this, right?
Oh, yeah. None of my clients are allowed to have shoulds. No shoulds. No shoulding on yourself. They have to swear. I promise I will not should on myself. Yeah. An Albert Ellis trick that we learned in cognitive psych. So
I love it.
Thanks. Are you going to hang around while we learn about organization?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I got two little useless kids at home. All they do is mess things up.
You can put them to work.
I'm here to figure out where the Barbies go. And if I step on a Lego, I mean, is there anything more painful than stepping on a Lego?
Yeah, a Tonka truck.
Ooh, that sounds
and
nice.
And then falling down steps or something. We could trade war stories. So Tyra Johnson is going to tell us about Posh Life, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself first. I am from Baltimore, Maryland. I moved to Atlanta to go to college, like so many people have. I did get my degree in business management with a concentration in marketing. That's what I came here to do, to figure out what it was that I wanted to be in life. But I took on several positions in corporate America that just left me feeling underwhelmed and crying coming home from work and feeling like, okay, I'm too young to feel like this when I come home from work every day. So Posh Life came from a passion that I've had within me forever. I have always been an organizer since very young. Like, I remember my mom, you know, saying, who threw out such and such? I threw it out. I thought we didn't need it anymore. And so I'm always purging things. But organizing is something that came very natural to me, and that's where Posh Life was developed. At Posh Life, we provide residential and small business organization services and lifestyle management services. And that's when I come into our client's home or office and help them to organize their life. So many of us are, just like Liv said, are feeling very overwhelmed and stressed every day. And I just like to help people to get that stress off of them by setting up systematic things that help to de-stress, motivate them. That's where Posh Life comes from.
I like it. So what makes Posh Life different from the other organization companies out there?
Well, I am organized by nature, and I oftentimes, just in, you know, being a consumer myself, I hate to go to companies, and even if I go, say, to McDonald's, I wouldn't share it.
Okay.
But, and I don't like feeling like I...
She's there for a cup of coffee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just for a cup of coffee.
She's there for the apples and the Happy Meal. That's
I don't like to feel like I've been duped by a company. I don't want to feel like if I purchase something and then later I, you know, feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. So Posh Life, we are there to give you an experience to help you feel better about your world. We are all very busy. We have tons of things that we need to get done on a daily basis. And I help to set up systems for you to get those things done and be more productive in your life. So that's how we are different, I believe. And this is a passion of mine. So my services come from a place of love. I want to evoke a feeling in you that makes you feel like I can do this. You know, this is something that I can handle, my life, my kids, my job. And even I work with entrepreneurs to help them to organize their businesses. As far as paper files, helping them to come up with systems for filing, because we all come tax season. Since we're entrepreneurs, we have to have all of our things in order. So that's just something that I do to help get them prepared for that tax season time.
Thank you, by the way, for helping me all the time.
Sure, absolutely.
Tyra is my personal gem. I'm letting the world know about her, but I'm doing it with a lot of hesitancy because I don't want you to leave me. But tell everyone else more about professional organizers. Because honestly, before I met you, I didn't even know there was a such profession. So what are, I guess, some of the common misconceptions about professional organizers?
Sure. That we just want to come in your home and throw all of your stuff away. No.
Dude, I would love that. Could you come over and throw all my stuff away? A messy space is
simplicity.
A messy mind, y'all.
Absolutely. It is, and you're very right about that. No, we don't want to come in and just get rid of everything, but purging is a part of the organizing process. You may have to let go of the 16 old sweaters that you have that your grandma gave you that, you know, you love, but you really just don't have space for them and you don't need them. They don't do anything for your life.
They make me happy.
They make you happy, but, you know, in order to, you know, have the space that you need, you have to let some things go. And so that's a common misconception, that we just want to throw everything away. No, you know, we want to help you to make decisions about the right things to keep that are going to be beneficial in your life. Another misconception would be that a professional organizer, it's very expensive. And it seems like luxury. It is a luxury to have someone to come in and to help you get organized, but we do provide budget-friendly options. And so it shouldn't be looked at as, oh, well, I can't afford that. Give us a try. Give us a call. We'll come out and see if we can help you.
I'm sure it's like a gym membership or a social worker or any other type of coach.
Absolutely.
You fit it in your budget. You make it work
because
you need it.
Exactly.
It makes your life easier.
Plus, it always surprises me that people, mm-hmm. I try to tell people this is not like, it's not like a car note. At the end of the month, you're not like, I only drove my car 15 times. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're paying for a relationship with someone who's going to help you get organized, you know? And that, a clean space is a clean mind, I think.
Really? I totally agree.
Yeah. And absolutely. Then I think it comes in also with where do you put yourself again? Like, are you putting yourself first? Are you going to invest in yourself to have a better life? And this goes for you organizing. This goes for stress therapy. This goes for, you know, being healthy and eat the right nutrition. If you maybe cut out the lunch you buy out every day, five times a week, Monday through Friday, you probably save already $50 a week.
Absolutely.
You know, you can invest that
in
something yourself.
Plus, I'm personally offended when the U-Haul place is disorganized. I'm like, hey, I just blew a bunch of money here. Can't you hire someone?
Right.
Hire to come work it out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I can definitely see the relation because I've heard people say before, and I've experienced it myself, like the way your house is or the way your car is, it's like a reflection of like your mind,
absolutely.
Like where you are mentally. If your car mm-hmm. is a mess, you have papers and orange peels, not candy wrappers, Leaf. If you have things like that on the floor of your car, like it's a reflection of you. Like you probably messed up somewhere. You have to get yourself together. It's true.
Yeah.
maybe messed up is harsh. But
I clean out my purse every day. Every single morning, I'm like, the first thing I'm going to do is clean my purse.
That is excellent.
That is excellent.
It makes me feel so ready. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready
for
the day.
You can take on the world.
I got that penny where that penny goes.
Everything should have a place. Yep. Everything in your life should have a place. Everything in your home should have a place. Yeah. You should know.
Oh, don't shoot on yourself, though. You know, could. It would be nice. I'm working on. Let's be kind. Let's be nice.
Let's get rid of that should. Everything absolutely must have a home in your home.
Wouldn't it be nice? If everything did?
If all the Barbies and everything had a home. Mm-hmm. Tyra can help you with that.
I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how do you think organization relates to health and wellness?
Well, just like we were discussing, that if you're unorganized, that affects your brain space. It affects relationships that you have with other individuals, especially in the workplace. Have you ever been to, you go to an office and it's just chaos? I mean, how productive can you be if you don't have any structure to how things are filed, how things are saved?
That's why the U-Haul guy is cranky.
It certainly affects so many different areas in your life if you are just, if your brain space is chaotic, if your home's chaotic, if your kids are crazy, well, you know, those things affect your body.
Are you gonna make my kids not crazy?
No, they're gonna be crazy.
That's a miracle worker.
Even my son, like the other day, I was calling for him, asking what are you doing, and he comes to me and says, "I'm organizing my shoes."
Aww.
I mean, he just gets it.
Can I borrow him?
Absolutely. But what you do at home, it affects your children. So if they see mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. organizing, they mm-hmm. see that you have a system for the way that you mm-hmm. cook dinner or maybe mm-hmm. Put your dishes away or where mm-hmm. you store your shoes. They will mm-hmm. do those things. They will mm-hmm. follow your lead. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it all works together.
So mm-hmm. you're saying if you teach them young to put their laundry in the hamper, to put their shoes in the closet, that they can be great husbands.
Exactly.
Hopefully. We hope so.
Yes.
We hope so. Absolutely.
Well, kids don't do what you tell them to. They do what they see you do.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, they copy you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think for me, for example, for being home and having a kid also, I always look at it is so much easier to maintain a neat place than to have invest on my 1 or 2 days off on the weekend and spend 8 hours cleaning up and organizing my house. Are you kidding me?
Right.
No. No, we straighten everything up, keep it in order, mm-hmm. and then I have my free time on Sunday.
Let's clean up one mess before we start another.
Yeah, or like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
you do.
Right.
You have to take one room at a time. If you are already, you know, just disorganized, take your time. Do one space at a time. Mm-hmm. I know looking at the big picture, it's like, oh my gosh, this whole house is a mess. But just start with the kitchen. Start with the junk drawers in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know? Take one thing at a time.
That reminds me of a quote that I heard a while ago. And someone said, how do you eat an elephant? You know, a big, huge elephant. How do you eat the elephant? You just eat it one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So it's one big mess. But if you just tackle each small individual mess individually, you'll be good.
You'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Eventually. That's the second mother of motivation that I have. It's the little by little mentality, because your brain is not going to allow. Time is its favorite excuse. Mm-hmm. And if you only do a little bit, you can actually create motivation on your own. If you go into the garage and you only organize your tools, say, and you stop, your brain's going to want to go back and do more. Mm-hmm. If you do the entire garage in one day, your brain's like, we're not doing that. We're going to watch reruns of Desperate Housewives all day instead, or we didn't get to hang out with our buddies or whatever. It will not allow you to do it again, even though you feel motivated or inspired because you did it. Motivation comes after action. You will swear to yourself it won't get messy again, but it will, because your brain, you know, whoever came up with 8-minute abs knew what they were doing.
Yes. Yeah. So, Tara, what would you say are some of the biggest or the most common challenges that your clients face?
That they are afraid of change. So many of us say that, oh, I just want to be organized, or, you know, just I want to learn how to run, or I want to run. But change is hard. And I am there to help you get rid of that anxiety that you may be feeling as far as your disorganization, and to help you slowly change. I work with you at your pace. Just like I said, we'll take bites. You know, we'll do small things at a time. And then eventually you'll get to a place where you've learned how to better organize. It's a journey. It's a lifestyle. So a lot of my clients are just a little bit afraid of change. Mm-hmm. And I'm there to motivate you and walk with you and hands on. I am not, you know, pointing fingers saying do this, do that. I'm there to help you to physically move items, to physically get you in a place of organization.
I love it. So what is the Posh Life process? Tell us about that.
Okay, the process, yes. I do offer a 20-minute free telephone consultation. You can call me, get to know me a little bit more. I get to know you, find out what your challenges are, find out what your organization goals are, and then if you like to continue working with me, then we'll schedule a 1-hour in-home session or in-office session. I do also work with small businesses and entrepreneurs where I would come to your home or office and just get a real feel for where your disorganization comes from, where it stems from. And at the close of that hour session, you will get an organization, what would you call it, plan. For how I can help you to get through this disorganization in your home or office. And then we'll schedule, if you are interested, if it's something that you can do on your own, then that is fine. That, you know, there is a fee for that 1-hour session. But if you would like hands-on help from Posh Life, then we would subsequently schedule an appointment where I would come out. You may have a little bit of homework before that session. You may have to, you know, purchase a couple things as far as storage, but it just really depends on each situation. And then I come out, we schedule a time, and we get started.
Now, speaking of storage and containers, don't you have some of those?
Yes, I do. As a part of our services, I do have a Posh Shop on my website where I have handpicked certain items, particularly very small things for your jewelry, for your cosmetics, for your intimate items. For us women, I have nice organizers for your panty drawers and stuff like that. So we do have small products on our website at Posh Shop. Please take a look.
Great. So tell our listeners, our wonderful business owners, businessmen and businesswomen, one great tip to help them.
I find it a bit strange that a lot of people do not do this, but I am a list checker. I write lists. I have lists everywhere. And I think it's important that the night before you go to work, or whether you're, you know, even, you know, our homeowners, to write a list up for the next day to prepare you. So that you can get that out of your brain space. You know, you have 100 things that you need to do. Go ahead and write them down so your mind isn't so focused on, oh gosh, I got to do this, I got to do this. It allows you to give you some space in your brain so that you can actually get things done. So I would say write lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that myself, and it makes me feel good when I look at my list and I see some, even if it's just one thing out of 100, if I see it crossed off,
you feel good.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Because I've had that action that gave me motivation to do the other 99 things on the list.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. See how we all relate? This mm-hmm. is awesome.
It's very relatable.
Yes, very.
So if our listeners want to know more about Posh Life, how can they find you?
I am social, but we do have a website. It's www.loveposhlife.com. And on social media, you can find us at Posh Life Social. That would be my Instagram and Twitter handles. And also I'm on Facebook at Posh Life Enterprise.
Yay. So this has been great. It's been fun, ladies.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Some great tips for the listeners, all the business owners out there. I think they got some great stuff to take away. Right?
I
you
agree?
Yes.
Sounds good.
I have a question.
Sure,
can I
go
ask
ahead.
Something? So what is the difference between being organized and OCD?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, OCD to me is, it's a compulsive type thing. I mean, being organized is just your ability to, you have a system in place that is easy to maintain. OCD is a little bit, I think, I mean, you would need Liv to, you know, assist you with, you know, those issues. It's not a negative thing.
You mean
thing,
me,
but
Sherry?
Sherry, I'm sorry. Yes, Sherry. There's certainly a difference. Being organized is just, it's a lifestyle.
OCD is a disorder. It's gonna affect your life, your work, your relationships. If it's interfering in other parts of your life, that's when you know that you need to come and see a professional like me.
Yes.
Plug for Sherry Flake. But thanks, ladies. This has been fun. I appreciate all three of you coming out and giving some information to all of our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So this is the conclusion of another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we have highlighted and made all of you aware of all of the great things and people that are serving Cobb County. So until next time. Thank you.